Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we are on a Saturday night. I'm Scott Hensler, Second Heaven Invasion and Scott Hensler Network. I'm doing a broadcast to be on both. It'll be the final for Second Heaven Invasion for a while. That's for my book, the 30 chapters that I did, so that's 30 hours of teaching. And I'm going to continue on with Scott Hensler Network solely for a while, kind of condense everything together. But I wanted to go over one more broadcast tonight, because what I'm doing is I'm taking the main chapters in my book, Second Heaven Invasion, and condensing them down to be more user-friendly and direct to the point for deliverance, for missionaries that are going into villages and having to deal with voodoo and shamans and witch doctors, to help build you and strengthen you to understand a little more about demonology, to understand the curses, to understand how to approach and to rectify situations like that. So, but of course, on my website at scotthensler.org, there's links and downloads and lots of other information, including videos that you can utilize. So, again, the new book that I'm going to do that, as I was mentioned, is condensed out of Second Heaven Invasion is called Hoodoo Voodoo. Now, the reason for the term is to reach out a little more to those who are lost, those who need help. Christians in general, if I deal with them and they've got religious spirits, it's like beating my head against the wall. I've been doing deliverance a long time now. Not as long as some, but enough that I've seen from one end of the spectrum to the other the types of demons, the types of entries, the types of curses that are brought generational. I've dealt a lot with Freemasonry, secret societies, my research in the Illuminati, with Nephilim, with the transhumanism, the hybrids and so forth that I've condensed down into the book, that there is no time left. If you think that you're going to be raptured out of here pre-trib, you're going to be disappointed. There will be a rapture. There will be a lifting up. There will be a taking away. But it is after the tribulation. It is after these, not the wrath. There's a difference now. This is what pre-tribbers are bringing together and concluding as one. And you're trying to say that the rapture takes place in Revelation, I believe, 4:1. Well, no, it doesn't. Because after that, when it mentions the elect, so even though it may not say the church, it's talking about the elect. And that's you and me that are Christians who are accepted Jesus Christ, bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. And so I'm running out of time. I'm dealing with a lot of deliverances now that are very, very, very heavy. And one of the main things that I'm finding with them that hear voices and then are speaking demonic tongues and speaking outward as they're manifesting, and this isn't just during deliverance, these are people that are actually becoming... I've gone over the definition of possessed, but close to it. And so what these demons are saying is that they've taken over certain areas. They have a legal right to areas. There are properties, there are cities, there are towns, there are townships and counties that have been that are now under their control. And I've even experienced letters that the Ku Klux Klan has distributed out to churches posting the very same thing. And of course, we know that anyone in the KKK that moves forward is completely possessed and demonized, and that they are going about their father's business, the devil. Now, the point of it is that with the boasting of what they're doing, now, of course we can take the property back. For those who go, well, you know, no, of course we can. But where do you see churches on their knees and repenting? Where do you see those calling out to the Most High God in cities in a corporate sense with spiritual warfare and fasting? You're not seeing it. And this is the legal right that they have. This is why they're boasting that they have it. And I want you to understand this, because if you're in Oklahoma where the beheading was, and my heart goes out to the family, and that poor woman, the experience that she had while this was happening must have been, well, it's beyond comprehension. But I can assure you that the demons that were inside, and most likely still are, some of them, if he does not wake up, if he does not come to a full conscience, they'll move on. Those same demons will move on to somebody else, and we're going to have more beheadings. Now, with this taking over of land, it's because of blood that's been spilt of the innocent. I know you're sick of hearing about abortion, but that's, 50, 60 million babies that have been slaughtered that were a blood sacrifice. So we've lost tremendous ground in this country to protect it. The demonic has a legal right. And so that we're reaping what we sowed. And so Oklahoma was a classic example of that. And we're going to see a lot more of that. And I mentioned that in the last two broadcasts. So Voodoo Hoodoo, again, I'm focusing on the deliverance ministry and those that are dealing with shamans and those practicing voodoo and witch doctors and witches and sorcerers and conjurers, those who are doing such things. And I just kind of wanted to go over what that really is all about. So when you deal with the demonic, there's two ways to approach it. If you are in Christ and you are without sin, and I mean that you're not sinning, you've repented, you've consecrated yourself, you are in a position that the demons you're dealing with have no legal right to harass you, to cause mental confusion, I see this in deliverance, to cause sickness, and to even disrupt the deliverance to where the person you're working with doesn't get delivered. So when you are in the Word and you've been through deliverance and you've been cleaned, the demons have to obey you. Okay. First thing they'll say is, well, we have, if he's manifesting, they're speaking through the person, they'll say, well, we have legal right. I hear this all the time. And I say, I have all power and all authority over you, demons. Get out. I break the curse off you. I break the generational curse off your bloodline and all future generations. You will not splinter off. You will not leave anything behind. You will now go. And they will go. Now, the problem is that if you're dealing with an individual that they themselves have not truly repented, that have not come to the understanding that they need to walk away. They need, repenting means to turn away and to have a honest heart, knowing that in your convictions that you know you've done wrong, and that you're willing to surrender. A lot of people do not surrender. And so it makes it very difficult for both ends. And that's why I'm saying when you approach a deliverance, there's two ways to approach it. One is you can just come in and clean house, because a person is completely repentant. Demons have absolutely no legal right, and you just they run like their rear ends are on fire. And then the second is that you're in a challenge, and that can be deception demons that are in the individual, causing them to think that they're still holding on to something. Now, I've worked with a lot of people that have been into pornography, and they get delivered. We get some demons out of them. They go home, and by golly, they get back on the internet, and boom, they get reinfected again. So that is a situation that is like a dog chasing its tail, where you go around and around and around, and you don't get anything resolved. And I've learned to pick my battles. And so the individuals that I'm dealing with now that are dealing with very, very heavy situations, very heavy generational curses, and there is still legal right for the demons to have them, it's literally just going to be one step at a time. But there'll be a point in time that my time is wasted, and that I need to move on to those who are willing to repent, who really are reaching out to God, because, again, the time is short. The time is absolutely short. And I'm shocked at those I try and witness to, or try and teach and instruct and mentor and so forth. And when we really get into the heavy stuff, they just look at me like I've got two heads. But this is what I do. This is another day in the office for me. I deal with the demonic. I deal with people's demons. I deal with Satan trying to take me out so others can't be healed. I put myself in harm's way for others, which is what we're supposed to do. We're called in the Great Commission of Jesus Christ to cast out demons. But since the church isn't doing it, there's only a handful of us that are really doing it. And so the weight, the brunt of it is on us. An associate north of me here is running into the same situation, being a little overwhelmed. But that is just the way it is right now. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. We know that. But those who have not repented, even if you're a Christian, you've got aught against somebody. You still have bitterness. You haven't forgiven an ex-spouse. You're still mad at your parents. On and on and on. These are legal rights for demons. And so your life isn't going so well. You're wondering why your walk with God isn't going so well. You're wondering why you still turn back to these things that cause havoc. I refer to some of these demons as crazy makers. What they do is they get into a person's head. Because remember, the battle is in the mind. And so they then have an iniquitous pull that pulls you back into things and cause you to do things you wouldn't normally do, and you don't want to do them, just like Paul was saying, I do what I do not want to do. And so this is a situation where that can keep you in bondage. Soul ties can keep you in bondage. Sexual addictions, addictions to alcohol, addictions to sex, addictions to things that will keep bringing you back to your vomit. And I'm sorry for the terminology, but that's just exactly what it is. Because, you see, when you sin, you're giving the demons a legal right to have you. Okay, and when you do something, like let's say you fall and you sleep with somebody, you're either single or in your marriage and you commit adultery, the demons set you up and they're high-fiving each other. And they're also able to transfer from one individual to the other because of the sexual sin. Remember, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We were intended for one person, that we become one flesh with that person when we engage in sex. And so if you sleep around, then there's going to be a distribution of your spirit, as I discussed last night. But it is also a open door for everyone that you've been with to exchange demons, like sexually transmitted diseases. That's basically what I look at when I see the spirit realm. And so as we move closer to these days, which, there's a lot of talk that within the year, within, you know, 2015, 2016, that we will not even recognize the United States. I really don't even recognize it now. Obama, through his executive orders, have circumvented the Congress. The Congress, between the blackmailing and them selling themselves out and those being put into office that are really not constitutionalists, they have sworn alliance to the Illuminati, have sold us all out. And so we're in a situation where the Trojan horse has moved in. That's what Obama is. That's what the Bushes were. We can go right down the line. This has nothing to do with Republican, has nothing to do with Democrat, conservative, or liberal. This is about the United States and the Constitution and the fact that we were once a nation under God. And since Satan hates God and that he hates us being made in the image of God, then to remove the United States, to remove the Christians, because when you get rid of the Christians, you get rid of the spiritual warfare to oppose the enemy. It is that simple. And Christians, if you can't figure that out, this is why I'm selectively moving on to a broader audience in hopes that there'll be salvation, there'll be conviction for the lost, that they'll then come to the kingdom. Because when the death angel comes to do a reaping upon the earth, that those that have not, that have rejected Jesus Christ, are accursed. And part of the Great Commission of Jesus Christ is to evangelize, to go out and to witness to the lost, to bring them into the kingdom. Now, I would love to do both, and I would love to pray for Christians who need help, but when a church rejects me and throws me out because I've healed people and they can't comprehend it and they're, one, they don't work in the gifts, and they've got blocking spirits, they've got deceiving spirits, and they've got religious spirits. And so that house really is a house of Satan. Because any time that you reject the Holy Spirit, you're rejecting God. And to keep the Holy Spirit from moving as God would intended is quenching the Spirit. Now, we're called to test the Spirit, and so what is their fruit? Well, then their fruit is to keep people from being healed. My fruit is to heal people, to set them free, and to do my best to bring them to a point where God can use them so they can move on and heal and deliver. Because time is running out. It is that simple. And if you can't figure that out, as I'm finding, because I've been doing this a long time, then I'm moving on to whoever will listen to me. Now, back to my new book, Hoodoo Voodoo, and it's actually hopefully going to be out here in the next couple of weeks. I've got it down to ready to go. Again, it's a condensed version of Second Heaven Invasion. So it's going to assist the deliverance minister, going to instruct in breaking curses, teaching people how to spiritually warfare, going over children's deliverance, which is extremely important right now, and also deliverance for those in the military that have post-traumatic stress, that are returning troops, you're having nightmares, the suicide rate's up, it's terrible. I went over that last night. And so we need to reach out to those and heal them. We're losing our men and women who have served this nation, and that's Satan, because if you can remove these people, these military-trained individuals who have sworn allegiance that have sworn an oath to the Constitution, if you remove them, then there's nobody here really to protect us. Sure, there's 700 million, 800 million firearms, but not everybody is trained like a military person. The weaponry that they've used, the automatic weapons, the semi-auto, the tactics, tactical warfare, guerrilla warfare, these things most of us are not trained in. And so we're dealing with boots on the ground with the United Nations, which is really nothing more than the Council on Foreign Relations demonization people that have infiltrated the United States through the Bushes, through Obama, through the Clintons, And so now we have a mixture of Soviets and Chinese that are actually here in the United States that are willing to step in where our military would not go, and that is martial law against the people to actually draw arms on them, to take weapons away from us. And so that is the tactical plan, and it is actually moving quite well with Obama because nobody is opposing him, and again, because the Congress is just a bunch of weenies, they're demonized, they've sold out, they're useless. And so the other ploy of this tactic is to remove the Christian, because regardless of the voting, it's not going to make any difference. And so we're actually dealing with a spiritual warfare. And so if there isn't anybody to oppose the enemy, then the enemy is just going to march right in, which is already taking place. That's why the borders are down. That's why ISIS and the drug cartels and the Chinese are down there in training bases getting ready to move across the borders. And if you haven't figured that out, if you don't get it, then get out of the way, because there's a lot of us here who understand this. There's a great deal of Christians who know in their spirit that are obeying what Jesus Christ, because you see, when the United States falls, then the rest of the world falls, period. But unfortunately, the United States in itself has been used by the Illuminati through World War I, II, with the Korean, with Vietnam, and then, of course, with Iraq and Iran, that to overtake other countries, innocent people have died, blood has been shed, so a curse has been placed on this country because we've rejected God, we've killed the innocent, and we now are, again, as I mentioned, reaping what we sowed with Obama. He is a curse to us. And so that means that the next steps that are coming here, we brought it upon ourselves because the church was dormant. The church was sleeping. The weenie pastors, the ones that are not capable of standing as a man of God, a woman of God, should have done. And that's to do the great commission of Jesus Christ by casting out demons, breaking curses, healing the sick, preaching the word as God intended. So it's a full ministry of everything that is of the Holy Spirit to produce the fruits of the Spirit. Well, that hasn't been happening, so now here we are. So again, back to the book Hoodoo Voodoo. I wanted to discuss the fact that it really goes into a great depth of demonology, meaning what are demons, where they came from, what they're all about, their classifications, what they're capable of doing, and what, not just in the information like others have taught, but I'm actually going into depth with prayers at the end of the chapters to use, that I use normally in my deliverance ministry, and to educate you how to spiritually war, to stand on your own, to deliver yourself so you can deliver your own family. And so that's really important. Now, if you're a missionary and you go into a village or a small town, you know, down in South America and Africa or wherever, there is a great opposition of the demonic in the form of shamans and witch doctors and those that are completely demonized, that are capable of doing incredible things because they've got fallen angels behind them, not just demons, over territories. And most missionaries, I should say a lot of them I've worked with, that have come back all beat up and demonized. They need deliverance because they went there unarmed. They didn't understand what they were getting into. They didn't have the tools necessary to battle against the wiles of the enemy. And so they were horribly abused. And so we see that at a record number. And so, again, that's what the book is all about. Secondhand Invasion will cover everything from Nephilim to Freemasonry to Deliverance to Grays. You name it, it's in there. And then Hoodoo Voodoo is focused more towards the deliverance, exercising homes, getting demons out of there, and, again, taking back a village away from the demonic strongholds. So, again, it's for pastors, to find out what's going on in your church. I mean, because you've got Kundalini, you've got Jezebel, you've got charismatic witchcraft running amok in the churches. And so deliverance ministers that are in a church that are having opposition, then they're already familiar with the Jezebel. Boy, I am absolutely familiar. I've gone hand-to-hand with more Jezebels than, you know, sometimes I go into a church, I can't swing a dead demon over my head without hitting a Jezebel. It's that bad. And we see in the Revelation in 2:20 that how Jesus was very upset, saying, "This I have against you. You've allowed that woman Jezebel to seduce my spirit, my servants." And so this is a situation that is escalating. And I've recently dealt with one that is still going through repentance, hopefully. I mentioned last night, sometimes you forget how cold it gets when winter comes, and then you forget how hot it can get when summer comes, and I forget how interesting it is, in lack of better words, every time I come across the Jezebel, because I usually get blindsided. They're stealth. They're really good about keeping low profile as to who they are and what they are, and then all of a sudden they pounce on you like a bobcat or a mountain lion jumping off of a rock when you're out hiking somewhere. Now, with the beheading that recently happened, as I mentioned, there's going to be more. And that means that those who are not going to tolerate such things, more people are going to start carrying firearms. And by the way, God bless the man that came forward with his handgun and shot that guy. Because if it had been another state where the liberals completely disarmed the citizens, that man would have probably beheaded several others. Now, that means that those who are willing to stand against things or are carrying their guns, that you watch, they're going to start coming on more gun control and taking guns away from the good citizens, the ones that that are capable of carrying it without federal records, crimes. And so that's going to again leave us open to the attack of the enemy, because that's what they want. They want us to be completely disarmed, both physically and spiritually. So we're going to be mass slaughter. We already know the Illuminati. The Georgia Guidestones talking about only 500 million people, so we're talking about eradicating over 6-7 billion people in the world. The Council on Foreign Relations, Agenda 21. I mean, you can go on and on and on. All the information's there. And so the point of these teachings in the book is to get you ready for this. Because if you're not ready and the demonization takes place, then you could very easily end up as the pawn, the puppet that Satan is going to use in these end times and when he's done with you. Because, you know, Mr. Chinese, Mr. Soviet, Russian guy, Spetsnaz, if you think, listening to this transmission, that you're going to get your spoils, you may for a time, but when these guys are done with you, they're going to wipe you out. Because remember, you're expendable. And Satan hates you as much as he hates me. He hates me more, I think, because I've cast out so many of his buddies, his grunts, his ground worker bees, those guys that are willing to be the assassins. And so that means that I'm a threat. And so he works very hard at making sure to, at least trying to, and I've had my battles and I pick my battles. But you see, the reason I'm in my situation is because the church hasn't been doing their job. And again, like I said, the select few that have been getting ready for such a thing are taking the full weight of this. And so that's where we're at. Now, I wanted to go over what is voodoo and hoodoo. Okay, so when you think of hoodoo, what that is, it's H-O-O-D-O-O. It's a spinoff of voodoo, V-O-O-D-O-O. And that voodoo, the way it's spelled, is actually from the French colonies of Louisiana. That was an offtake of the Haitians. They spell it differently. So there's a little difference in the types of voodoo. So the hoodoo is more that that kind of took place down the Mississippi Delta in the 1800s and really took hold in the 1930s, sort of a sympathetic magic. And what that means is that it's got some Christianity mixed in it, like Catholicism was mixing it in witchcraft and different things from villages down, like especially down in Mexico. I spent 47 years in Arizona, did a great deal of my training in the deliverance ministry down there. So I worked with a lot of Hispanics, and everything in the world was mixed down there with you know, the Catholic Church moved in. But to bring the people in, they would incorporate the village sorcery, the types of witchcraft that they were using. So you've got white witchcraft, blue witchcraft, and Santeria, and all these different, you know, the Aztecs, the Mayans, all the stuff down there was all mixed together. And so it's kind of a hodgepodge when you're working with people, what comes out. And hoodoo is kind of the same thing. They've mixed it. But, you know, you need to remember that if it is not in scriptural, if it's not a sound doctrine, then it is a doctrine of demons. So it's still witchcraft. It still falls under the category of divination. What is divination? The exact opposite of the power of the Holy Spirit. What Satan's doing is he's counterfeiting the powers of God. And now, going back to voodoo, that I know is very strong down in Florida. I was working with an elderly woman who had some property down there. And in order for them to, the voodoo people, to take that over, or at least those who were practicing it, were, you know, doing the chicken thing, where they would kill the chicken, the blood of the chicken, the bones, the feet, and different things, and throw it in the yard, and put idols and statues and all this. And she became very, very sick. And she ended up leaving Florida and coming to Arizona, where I was ministering down there. And she was a fighter, and thank goodness, because she wasn't going to take it anymore, but she didn't have anybody back her up because the Christian church failed her down there. So she ended up in Arizona, ended up in the deliverance ministry, and God bless, that was a divine appointment. Now, hoodoo also tries to say that Moses himself in the Old Testament was a conjurer, that he was a spirit guide, that he was operating in those principles, when that's actually not the truth at all. Moses was divinely appointed by God, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And so the operations that took place, the miracles, the manifestations, those things were directed by the Holy Spirit. They had nothing to do with the dark side. So again, hoodoo is pretty messed up on that. I'm up here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. There's a mountain up here called Hoodoo. I know that Priest Lake was based with Catholicism. And so that area has a great stronghold. And in fact, if you go to my website at scotthenser.org, on the homepage, you'll see a marking, a flag, that is showing up in the forest up here, that is a red phoenix bird with the hammer and sickle of the Soviet Union. So what's happening here is the Spetsnaz are doing reconnaissance in this area. They are taking over properties and lands. And just as the KKK guy that was here said that how he was taking over this, there wasn't anything that we could do about it, that he was here to stay, blah, 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 and the manifestations of the demons that are saying we've got this area. Well, you know, it is happening because the church is doing nothing. And so I'm basically got my shirts rolled up, and I'm, you know, going toe-to-toe with the principalities and the powers of the rulers of this area. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of the book Needless Casualties of War by John Paul Jackson. He was also the author of Unmasking the Jezebel, two great books. And that was the Needless Casualties of War was a really good description, explanation of to what happens to people, why they go and they war somewhere, they try and take back an area, and God didn't tell them to do it. They weren't spiritually prepared for it. They still had open doors themselves. There wasn't enough of them corporately to do it, and they get slaughtered. It happens a lot, and I've seen that over and over again. But I know that I'm doing what I'm called to do, and I made a promise to God that if you send people to me, if you send me to a situation, I won't reject it. I'll analyze it. I'll look it over to make sure that it's not a demonic setup, because you can, you know, just like, where was that, Texas, where the shooting, Ohio, I forget, where the officer, Pennsylvania, where there was an ambush. Well, ambushes actually happen more than what goes out on the newscast. That happens down in Arizona. I know the Buckeye area for the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office has dealt with that. Well, there'll be a call, and a deputy goes, and it was an ambush. And so he drives into a neighborhood or an area, and next thing you know, he's being fired upon. Well, it's the same thing when there's a calling to deal with a situation. It may actually be a demonic setup. So through discernment and wisdom and experience, words of knowledge, and just plain being in this a while, I've learned to pick my battles. And so I'll look at things for a while, I analyze things, and then let God speak to me. And I have literally laid my hands on people to pray and heard the Holy Spirit say, just stop, Scott. We're done here. Just pack up and go away. And so I do. And that's not a good place for someone to be. That means that you've been turned over to a retrobate mind, and or there is no repentance in you, and I'm wasting my time. And so that happens, not very often, but it does, and so I just move on. Because there's too many out there that need help, and why should I waste my time for someone who's not willing to repent? Now, along with voodoo and hoodoo, we've got Zen, yoga, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Chrislam, by the way, is starting to take a hold. It's a doctrine of demons, people. Don't even go there. You cannot take black and white and bring it together. You cannot take light and darkness and bring it together. If it does not line up with the Word of God, remember, we're called to test the Spirit. If it does not line up with the Word of God, then it isn't from God. As I mentioned last night, that a statement that may have truth in it can have lies and sounds good, but because it's not the whole truth, it's still a lie. And so, as I mentioned, you cannot negotiate with evil, you have to eradicate it. And that's basically what it boils down to. And along with Chrislam, you've got witchcraft and sorcery, again, all under the auspices of divination. Again, the exact opposite of the Holy Spirit. Now, when we talk about lies, the lies that I hear all the time is God is dead. Jesus is not the Son of God. Satan is to be worshipped. There are other gods to worship. Pantheism. Apostle Paul was not an apostle, when in reality he was a vessel of Jesus Christ. Evolution. This new age, the demonic concept that we evolved from apes or some slime that crawled out of the water. See, that's taking away who we are. We're made in the image of God. See, this is why they want to get rid of Christianity. So evolution was a major ploy. This is what Hitler grabbed a hold of. This is one of his reasons for doing. Plus, he was in the Luciferian doctrine. He dealt with the big boy himself, Satan. This is why he was killing so many people, as the blood that he was shedding was giving him more power for the crimes that he was doing. The other lies is that there's other ways to God. No, there's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. Population reduction. I talked about 6-7 trillion or a billion people to be removed. Government is the answer. You know, you get to knock the door, open up, say, "Hi, I'm from the government here to help you." Well, automatically know the fact that his lips are moving that it's a lie, because right now the government has been completely taken over. Our forefathers knew that the government, at any time that power is given to a few, that power is going to corrupt, absolutely, and that's exactly what's happened here. Religion is the answer. No, God is the answer. God's word is the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer, not religion. Because again, religion can fall back under Islam. It can fall back under Catholicism and all the other lies, demonic doctrines. And I'm sorry if you're a Catholic. You need to remember that any time that there's an idol, it's one of the first things, thou shalt not have other gods. And so how do you separate that? See, as a troubleshooter in electronics and engineering, I have to go right to the root cause in order to solve the problem. And if I hem-haw around and I do this and I do that, not really looking at what's going on here, it's not going to fix it. It's not going to be the resolution to the problem. So that's what you have to understand, that again, if it's not the whole truth, it's a lie. And so I'm sorry if I offend you, but I would rather offend you, just as God said, it'd be better that we cut off our hand or pluck out our eye that offends us than have our whole body thrown into hell. So you need to take that up with God. Don't get mad at the messenger here. Another one is do not need to repent. So that God is love and He is love, but you know that hell, that you know, we're all going to heaven. No, we're not. Anyone, if you've ever taken analytics, if you've taken the probability classes of something, when you have a order of things and you evaluate and you take the numbers and you roll the dice, that's, you know, interesting that number 7 comes up, which is a holy number more than any time out of 10, that you have to understand that that there's more going to hell than there is to heaven, which is what Satan wants. This is what he's been working at all these thousands of years, and we're now coming to the conclusion, very possibly within this year, people. I mean, we're here. We're that close. So you really need to listen up to what I'm telling you, because God wishes none should perish. Now, for the fact of not repenting, the other lie is that there's no punishment. So those who were in the Luciferian doctrines in the occult and so forth, they actually think that Lucifer is the all-powerful one and that he is going to rise, and that since they're a servant, they're going to work under him, that he's going to keep them from any wrath of God. Nothing could be further from the truth. You, if you reject Jesus Christ, you are accursed, period. End of story. That's the way it is. So that means what Satan's saying is a lie. So if you're a practicing witch, if you're a practicing sorcerer, if you're a conjurer, if you do the occult, you are eventually going to lose and you're going to be thrown into the lake of fire, period. We see that in Revelation. Read the book, saw how it ends. No ifs, ands, or buts. Now, perversion will not be punished. Now, so those that are into homosexuality, those who are into pornography, those who are into sex addictions, since your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, you need to remember that's a greater crime. And God said for those who defile the temple of the Holy Spirit, He will destroy those. So you need to take that really serious, okay? Because that means that if you continue in such things, as we see in Galatians 5, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Again, end of story. You know, and of course that includes sex outside of marriage. Now, the other lie is that demons in hell do not exist. Well, you know, if you can convince people that there is no threat, Let's go back to, remember in the 80s when the space shuttle blew up, there were those who were very concerned about the O-rings, per the temperature, that they were not designed to be at that temperature, with the pressures that were going to be exerted on those O-rings in that cold temperature, that its natural ability to seal and to oppose the situation failed. And failed miserably, and people died. So there were many people who were relying on the engineering and the trust of others, and they let them down. And a lot of heads rolled on that one, and it sure put things behind for a long time. And I'm sure if you look at that situation in more depth, that was actually orchestrated. And that's about all I'll say on that. But the point of it is that the deception of thinking that everything was going to be okay and that nobody was going to die, even though that everything was being operated outside of its parameters of the design of the booster rockets or the engines, and so that was a catastrophe, and how terrible it was for the nation to see that. And as terrible as that was, we're going to see a lot more of that. We're going to see things that literally will cause men's hearts to fail them. And so, again, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I want you to understand what's going on and prepare for these last days. Now, if you're speaking to the dead, you're not speaking to the dead. You're speaking to some familiar spirits. We see in Paul's writings and I believe it was Matthew, Mark, that there, the goal fix, that there's a separation, that when you die in the twinkling of an eye, you're before God, or you go to where you're going to go if you're not in Christ. And so there's a separation. A gulf means a body of water that separates two land masses. The term fix means being fixed in place, immovable. So a gulf fix, stating that when you pass, when you die, and your spirit moves on, it goes to where it goes, and it cannot go anywhere else unless God ordains it. So when you think that you're speaking to the dead, you're really speaking to demons. So you're committing divination, necromancy. That is seen as an abomination. So how terrible it would be for those to fall in the hands of a living God who practice such things. And then for those who think they have power within, the Tai Chi and the Yin Yang and all that other garbage, that's all New Age, nothing new under the sun. Satan's still trying to pull his tricks and to cause you to think that by yourself you have powers, when in reality you're nothing but flesh, and you either serve God or you serve the devil. You either get your power from the Holy Spirit or you get your power from demons. It's that that's that simple. And the pre-trib, I talked a little bit about that. I know that upsets people, but I'll tell you what. If you've based your faith on the pre-trib, that when it doesn't happen, you're going to lose your faith. That's my concern. Because many of you are standing down and you're not doing the Great Commission of Jesus Christ. And it's because of this, because you think you're going to get out of here, that you're not going to be dealing with this. But that's not how I read the Bible. I'm sorry. Now, smoking pot. A lot of people think that smoking pot is okay. Washington, Colorado, some other states have legalized it. No, it's a gateway to hell. It is a sorcery action that allows demons to have a legal right to you. So the legalization of marijuana, and by the way, you need to remember that the federal laws were not changed, and that if you're standing next to a U.S. Marshal or an FBI agent or someone else in that realm, and you light up a joint, you're going to prison. So even if you're in a state, quote, where that's legal, the conviction rate in the federal courts is, what, 96-97%? Tell me that's not a kept juror, huh? So I wouldn't even want to go there. And plus the demonization that can take place from such things. Again, pornography. Those that are into it think it's okay. I tell you what. You go to a strip joint, you're going to get a free demon with every lap dance. It's going to pull you into perversion. I can't tell you how many people I've prayed for that have said that when they did such things, they felt something enter them, and they were never the same again. Well, of course, a demon took them because they had a, quote, legal right to come into them. It's that simple. Now, Romans 13. So even the law enforcement here, Kootenai County Sheriff, has said that those Christians need to obey Romans 13, meaning that when martial law And the Homeland Security does the unconstitutional act of disarming the citizens and rounding them up for the FEMA camps that, because of Romans 13, were to obey. Nothing could be further from the truth, because you see, this is a demonic entity, a plot of the enemy to disarm and to remove God's people. So those that are ungodly, why would you want to obey a demonized individual? Why would you want to do something for somebody who is possessed? No. If this is an individual who truly is a man or woman of God and have and operate in the Spirit of God, then that's different. But these people are not. And so when people are upset about how people carry guns to protect themselves, well, I'll tell you what. If somebody in front of me who is demon-possessed and they're harming a child, that means the demons within them are carrying out evil. That means before me, as a man of God, if I do not do anything, I'm allowing evil to prevail on the innocent. So I'm going to draw my weapon, and I'm going to empty it into an individual that is harming a child, period. And that means I'm going to stop evil and keep this child from being demonized themselves because of the crime that's being brought upon them, since Satan does not play fair. So for you liberals and you violin players that think that we shouldn't be doing such things, you need to remember that in for good men to do nothing allows evil to prevail. And so you cannot negotiate with evil. You need to eradicate it. Now, how terrible it is that that individual died, but you know what? The fact that they were carrying out the crime means that they were in their sin, that they were turned over to a reprobate mind, and that God most likely walked away from them. And so, again, I had a duty, an honor, and a task at hand to protect the innocent, especially a child. So there you go. Obama is a citizen. Well, we know that's not true, but we know that the Illuminati, the Council on Foreign Relations, the globalists, those doctrine of demon individuals have really played the game to fool the people. And now that Congress won't challenge, and now that the news media won't challenge, because at one time they were our checks and balances, well, that's long gone. And so that's left us with nothing really to go on, except for those brave people like WorldNet Daily and some of the others, Steve Quayle and Tom Horn, and some of these who that have moved forward with the information and revealed it to us, that we know that he's not a U.S. citizen, that he's actually a plant, and that he is carrying out his task to destroy the nation. So he's not a citizen, period. And that bogus birth certificate was a botched Adobe PDF that was a conglomeration of several different things that involved even old typewriters from the 60s. So it wasn't the true thing. And Bush was a Christian. No, he's not. They're of the devil. They are Illuminati. They are skull and bones. They have sworn an oath to Satan. They are have been part of the Council of Foreign Relations. They're behind the Agenda 21. Prescott Bush himself was funding Hitler back in World War II. So they are not Christians. You cannot drink the cup of demons and the cup of Christ. You cannot serve two masters, period. So the flood didn't happen. Well, of course it happened. The layers of the earth, just excavate. You find this out. That goes hand in hand with evolution. Because to deny the flood, to deny creation and bring in evolution, then confuses those individuals, and then they really don't seek the truth. So the flood did happen. It was to eliminate the iniquity that was on the earth. So that was a purification of the abomination of the fallen angels coming into the daughters of man, and that the DNA corruption that caused the Nephilim to have hybrids, giants, then when they died, that's where demons came from, because their spirit was not of God, and so they've been allowed to roam the earth to basically infect those who are sinful. So yes, the flood was an instrumental point. It was the turning point in this world. We're going to see another disaster for purification. The rainbow was a testimony of God that He wasn't going to do that again. And it also showed the beautiful purification that took place with the spectrum of the rainbow, and how interesting that the homosexual community has used the rainbow. So again, Satan corrupting what God has made beautiful. And so again, the flood did happen, and we're dealing with it today. So Islam and Christianity overlapping, again, I mentioned earlier, that's a complete farce. That's not true. It's a doctrine of demons. You cannot bring the two together. And so there we are. Now, this one world religion that is trying to be forced upon us, again, whether it's Islamic, which will be for a time, but again, once you eradicate 6-7 billion people, there's not going to be a whole lot of religion. It's going to be masters over slaves. It's going to be demons. And by the way, if that really were to take place, that with all the thousands or millions of billions of demons that are out there, that if you only have 500 million, then that means each individual is going to have thousands of demons. Because most likely in that world, there God's not in it. And so that means the demons will still have their way, and that means insanity. So that says that that can't happen, and the nirvana that they say is to take place, it isn't going to happen. Satan will continue his wrath to destroy as many people as possible. So there you go. So again, finishing up with Second Heaven Invasion and the introduction of Hoodoo Voodoo, the condensed version of Second Heaven Invasion for those who are in the deliverance ministry and for those that are missionaries, you need to understand that everything that I've talked about, this isn't theory. This is what I deal with. The second chapter in Second Heaven Invasion is called Another Day in the Office. That means that I deal with this all the time. That means that you're going to be dealing with it. Okay? Because if you don't get yourself cleaned up, if you don't get the demons out, if you don't get the curses broke off you, you've got a rude awakening coming. I saw in a vision in 2005 that those who were on the fence, those who were not in Christ, those that had not repented, even if you were Christians, you were going to be demonized. That meant that that's why there's going to be a great fallen way. That's why there's going to be great deception. That's why things are going to become havoc. And so that's why I am doing as much as I can to deliver the Christians, and the rejection rate that I'm getting from churches has kept me from dealing and praying for thousands of people. So that means there are thousands of people then the last days, they think they're going to be raptured out of here, they're going to be in the midst of this insanity, this chaos, are not going to be able to defend themselves. And they're most likely going to take the mark of the beast. They're most likely going to do whatever it takes to defend themselves, which may mean the murder of others. And so here we are on the countdown, possibly within a year, we're going to see everything that I've just discussed come to full term, to come to pass, and how terrible it will be for all of us. It's just going to be beyond our comprehension. So please, go to my website at scotthensler.org. If you're dealing with something, you've got visitations, if you're having nightmares, a lot of sex demons are attacking people. I'm getting a lot of that. I dealt recently with somebody that was being hurt by them and in their privates, and that's unacceptable, because again, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that's a defiling of God's people, and so do not tolerate it. So again, this is Scott Hensler. I'm doing a broadcast, the last one for Second Heaven Invasion for a time, but going to continue at Blog Talk for Scott Hensler Network. again, my book, Second Heaven Invasion, and then the condensed version, Hoodoo Voodoo. That'll be out here in the next week, and print form and Kindle. So anyways, God bless, and I hope this has been informative to you. And again, go to my website at scotthensler.org and send me an email, and I'll help you out. God bless.